Welcome to this podcast, which looks at HMRC's compliance activity in the area of internet trading and recommends voluntary disclosure if in doubt. HMRC had a campaign in 2012, which closed in September 2012, and used data that had obtained by searching the web to identify people who often sold on the web through media like eBay and Gumtree as frequent vendors. And they've got a database of people that they want to challenge to see whether they've been trading on the internet. They've also got a database that is supplemented with adverts from newspapers and looking at people who have gone to car boot sales. So if a client is conducting a hobby and sells the occasional item, they're not trading, but the frequency with which they do it might indicate with greater frequency they are trading. And that's a question of fact and degree. The notes that accompany this podcast refer to a number of leading cases which have considered whether or not somebody is dealing in a commodity, but often in something like eBay you will find that somebody has 10 items to sell rather than one, and that indicates that they are trading in a commodity and trying to generate a profit. And indeed, if you acquire something with a view to selling it on quickly at a profit, that has all the hallmarks of trading. But if you've acquired something because you like it and you hold it for a substantial time and you own it with a pride of possession, then that is not trading, and selling it wouldn't create a taxable profit. Each case has to be examined on its individual merits, and again, the podcast notes will give you some of the precedent cases which should be considered to decide whether or not something has been trading. If in doubt, it's worth considering any area of doubt quite carefully, because there's a great advantage to coming forward and making a voluntary disclosure before HMRC get to the taxpayer and pick up the return that's been made for inquiry, or indeed challenge that a return ought to have been made and hasn't been returned. HMRC campaign yielded over £670 million, and that's quite a lot, but they believe that they have thousands of examples in their database of people who are actually trading electronically but haven't returned it in their self-assessment return. The most obvious other repercussion if somebody is in business is that if they are trading in something that's quite different, so they think that it's unrelated to their trading activity, they're caught by the way that the VAT legislation works, because any supply that's made in the furtherance of any business for a registered trader is taxable. And even though it's a quite different supply, it may be that somebody who's trading on the web on something that they think of as a hobby doesn't realise that if they've got a registered VAT business elsewhere, they need to charge VAT. And VAT might make the difference between being profitable or loss-making, because the imposition of VAT at 20% is a substantial commercial cost, and there's no chance, if something has been sold on eBay, of going back to the buyer and saying, by the way, could you send me an extra 20%? You won't get it. So it's important that you get it right at the time. HMRC are going to be challenging people who they think have been trading electronically or trading through the likes of car boot sales. So it's worth asking a few questions just to establish whether or not this has occurred, remembering that HMRC have been using the technology of web robots to build up their detail. This podcast has got detailed notes which accompany it that look at some of the precedent cases, and I hope that you'll find some interesting help there. Thanks very much for listening.